Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about using sex pillows and wedges to change your sexual experience.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, changing your perspective changes your experience. And I feel like that just kind of encapsulates what this episode is going to be about. You know, what happens when you change that perspective? What's the difference in the experience? But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate. To celebrate the one family, to celebrate what you all are doing in your marriages. And this hug comes from a comment that was on an Instagram reel. Just, it was at the end of the year and we were talking about, you know, like share with us your wins for 2022. And this was the comment. It said, our win was discovering the six pillars of intimacy and starting to implement them into a roommate marriage. For those of you that don't know, I do talk about roommate marriage in the six pillars of intimacy, but it's that place where you get where you're just kind of like roommates.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, I'm happy to say that we have made great progress. We even managed a few, keyword, few, 7-day sex challenges. We're looking forward to meeting you in person in Cancun. This is a couple that's actually going to be joining us at the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway that's happening this April. She goes on to say, this book literally saved our marriage. We just celebrated 40 years in November.
Wow.
So real quick, in case you missed the numbers that were in there, 40 years of marriage, doing a few 7-day sex challenges and changing their marriage with the six pillars of intimacy. Whole lot of numbers in there. Gist of it is, here's a couple. It's never too late.
Right.
It's never too late to start taking action in your marriage. And so I just loved being able to start, you know, this episode with that hug and just going, hey, do something. Do something in your marriage. Kind of like what we're talking about in today's episode, right? Getting into this place of saying, what happens when you change your perspective and how is that going to change your experience? And, you know, as this episode is coming out, we've been recording for, oh my gosh, have we hit our 13 years? Hold on, Tony's checking the calendar.
Actually, the first episode we put out was on the 13th, right?
10th.
It was on the 10th of 2010?
Yeah.
This will be dropping on the 10th of 2023.
Oh my gosh, happy anniversary. Happy birthday, everyone. I didn't even look at the calendar before.
I didn't either. That's 13 years.
13 years. Okay, so this is the 13th year
episode.
Holy cow.
Come on.
Okay, well, that just kind of actually changed my perspective and my entire experience for this episode. Because over the last 13 years, we've talked about perspective a lot and how it can change your sexual intimacy. You know, there's a perspective that, or this thought process that sex isn't just a nighttime activity. When we change that perspective, taking it away from being, we can only have sex at night, that has led to couples having sex at all different times of the day. Mm-hmm. We hear from you guys that like morning sex and the guys, you know, couples that are doing nooners and all different kinds of stuff, taking advantage of kids' nap time and that type of thing. Changing the perspective that sex doesn't just have to happen in your bedroom has led to couples literally having sex everywhere.
And just this past week, Elisa and I were going to do a little foray outside of our bedroom.
Yes.
And luckily we didn't. It got delayed a little bit. We were preparing.
Oh yes.
And we were going to do something outside of our bedroom. We have like a little, what do you call that? Sitting area.
Like a little landing. Yeah.
Like a little landing sitting area, but we have a small couch there. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll just go right over there. Fun little place. And lo and behold, the oldest walks in.
All of a sudden, I'm like, I think that's the door opening. And sometimes I like imagine the door opening, but no, this
at
was
least
legit.
I
was
the
like,
door opening
I was like, hey, who's here? And I was like, you hear this very deep 20-year-old voice going, hey, mom, it's me. And I'm like, okay, that's not happening. That's one of the things you got to be careful of when you're
outside the bedroom, not locking the door.
But another perspective that we've challenged over the years is, you know, a couple just having, you know, kind of that two or three positions. And really, we pushed over these last, I can't believe it's 13 years.
I know.
Over these last 13 years, we've really challenged that perspective. And it's led to so many of you, you know, trying new positions, doing variations on the positions that you have. And so it's been really fun to like look at all these different perspectives, you know, in this kind of retrospective place. But we actually want to talk today about changing the physical perspective when the two of you are having sex. So that no matter what time of day it is, no matter what your location is, no matter what your position is, we want to get into this place of going, well, what happens if we actually change the physical experience, the like where we are in space in this, and getting into this place of saying, what happens if we use something like a sex pillow or a sex wedge to actually shift how our bodies are in that immediate time and space in relation to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will tell you, just like that, you know, the quote that I found to open this episode, when you change your perspective, it completely changes the experience.
True.
Yeah. And throughout this episode, we're going to be talking about different wedges and pillows. And you can find the ones that we love at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/liberator.
Yep.
These are the ones, but you know, getting into this place of, you know, using a sex wedge or a sex pillow to really change your body. And we first heard about this. I mean, it's so crazy. This is actually the 13th show. I'm a little bit in shock.
13th year.
Yeah, not 13th show. This is number 737.
And it's an episode. So you offer me a kiss. Let's go.
I got totally discombobulated with this. But, you know, we first heard even about this in episode 100. Well, the first time we shared it with the One Family. So it was in preparation for episode 100.
Yes.
Where we had asked for hugs from the One Family. And we had this gentleman write in. His name is Chuck. We were fine sharing his name. And he was in his 60s. He and his wife were both in their 60s. And, you know, Chuck is so amazing because Chuck shared with us in that he and his wife hadn't had sex for years because he had an arthritic hip, couldn't make it to the bed, all of this kind of stuff. And he'd actually started listening to the podcast. And he went and he got this wedge pillow and found that he could actually put his body in a different position using a pillow so that they could have sex.
Right.
This is a couple in their 60s who hadn't had sex for years. And this was, you know, now 637 episodes ago. Who found that they both actually still desired to have sex. They just weren't having sex because they needed an aid. They needed a tool. They needed something to actually shift that for them.
And that was, you know, eye-opening even for us, because if we think back, you know, to episode 100, Elisa and I had never heard of sex pillows or even sex wedges.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they were out there, absolutely were. And it took us on a journey ourselves. And not immediately, it was sort of like, wow, that's really cool. And yet since that time, we have numerous sex pillows and sex wedges. As Elisa said, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/liberator. The ones that we do have there for sale are all ones that we currently have in our house, have used, have shared, have given away to people. And we're going to share some of those stories here in a little bit. And we have found that they are absolutely amazing.
It was one person asked, you know, in the questions on Instagram this past week when I was saying, hey, what questions do you have? They're like, is it a game changer? And I'm like, actually, yes, it is. And we've set up this particular episode a little bit different than what we normally do. We're going to actually talk about a lot of the benefits of using them. And then we'd asked the question last week. I asked the question on Instagram. I'm like, well, what questions do you have? So we're going to do both. We're going to talk to you guys about the benefits and what you in the One Family have said, how this works in your marriage. And then we're going to answer those questions that you had too, because it's kind of a great 1-2 punch, like understanding what the benefits are and getting your questions answered so that you can actually step into this place of saying, okay, well, how could this work for me?
And I want to share one thing before we get into all that. This episode is called Sex Pillows and Wedges to Support Fun Positions. Doesn't say crazy positions. Doesn't mean like out of this world positions. Literally using a pillow or a wedge, and we've experienced it in our own marriage, being just in the missionary position or the rear entry position, two probably that are what most couples will use and do, just by adding a pillow or a wedge changes that dynamic, that physical perspective, as Elisa shared at the top of the episode. And for us, it was like, wow, that was real. I mean, we've been at that point in time, I don't know when we got our first wedge or whatever, but it's like, wow, we've been having sex for how many years? And we just had sex on this wedge doing the missionary position, and it changed the dynamic completely.
Well, it was the flip ramp combo. And I remember because
flip ramp or the liberate or the, oh, it was,
it was the flip ramp.
Yeah. Not the flip ramp combo. It's the flip ramp.
Flip ramp. Yeah. Cause I remember I was so much closer to Tony because my head and torso were elevated I was just like, oh, like you're right here in a really good way. I was like, you're so close as opposed to if I'd been fully on my back in the mission. And that's why, you know, I appreciate that we are calling this fun positions, because using this changes just ever so slightly in really big ways what the two of you are already doing.
Yeah.
You know, and it can get into this place of saying, well, let's do this, right? Because last week, you know, we asked the question, how many of you, or have you ever used a pillow or a wedge or a ramp to change your positioning during sex? And 53% of you said you have not. Then we asked the question, because I'm always curious, you know, for those of you that have, what impact has it had on your sexual intimacy? And I love the responses, because literally it was the full gamut of everything. You know, some of them said oral sex is incredible. And this has been a big thing for you, because when my pelvis is tilted, it like relieves the neck
tension on my neck and back. And yeah, it just puts you in a new position. And again, enhanced. I mean, we were talking about it even last week on last week's episode about edging. And so how does incorporating a pillow or a wedge add to that experience? You know, and somebody even said it greatly improves the experience, helps in easier, quicker access. Totally agree. For us, again, this is one of those things where summer, winter type deals. How are you using it? Are you really heating up the room in the winter months? Because these wedges and pillows can be big. And so you're not under the sheets and under the covers to stay warm. So understanding that, it eliminates some of the back pain I'd previously experienced.
The elimination or the reduction of pain. I mean, obviously we first heard about it with Chuck. But I think, you know, over the years we've heard from so many where just the elevation of a body part, right? Like I said, you know, whether it's the head, the torso, the pelvis, the legs, does provide pain relief. And it's amazing how much more enjoyable sex can be when it's not accompanied by physical aches and pains.
And I want to even say this right now. If you are experiencing that while sleeping, the aid of a pillow or a wedge may actually even help you to just be physically intimate at night while sleeping. And so as much as we're talking about this from a sexual intimacy standpoint, would something like this help the two of you in a physical intimacy placement, like on a night-to-night basis where, hey, you can sleep together, you can cuddle together because you're not experiencing pain in your hips or your neck or your knees, things of that nature. So we totally get, it feels great to lead, it feels great and leads to new sensations and G-spot stimulation.
And, you know, a lot of people talked about the increased physical depth or the deeper intense thrusting. Somebody said, I love it. It's a go-to whenever I'm not 100% in the mood because it puts me in the mood. And this is a really interesting one, because I think, you know, there can be aids, tools, devices, whatever terminology you want to use, that because it's associated with your sexual intimacy can actually be that catalyst to say, oh, okay, I know what's on the other side of this. I know it's going to be, you know, we're going to have great connection. We're going to have great sexual intimacy. And so, yeah, let's pull this out, because that's going to be a catalyst for me to get there. You know, people talked about, you know, making the sexual activity more fun, comfy, intense, hot. Those were all, you know, adjectives used to describe it.
And the last one we have here is add support to try new positions and changes of positions we've already had, which we have discussed. I mean, we've tried new positions on there. And also have taken those same positions and they've intensified them. And so it's been an interesting experience for Elisa and I over the years. Is this something that gets pulled out every single time?
No.
No. And I'll tell you truthfully right now, as we're recording this episode, I can't really remember the last time we pulled one out. But that's okay. They're there. We know that we can pull them there. They're in different places. We're going to answer a question here about where do you place them. We'll share that a little bit here. But they're there. And it allows us to go, where are we? Mm-hmm. What can we try? And in doing that, it adds excitement,
mm-hmm.
right? It increases that and strengthens our sexual intimacy pillar.
Absolutely. And I know that those of you that have used them in the past or are currently using them are like, you know what? This is what we need to pull out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like maybe you're like us and maybe you're like, oh, like let's do that. And then there are others of you that have never tried this and you're like, I still have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how's this going to work in my marriage? And we're going to answer those questions after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
We're back and we're answering your questions about using a pillow or a wedge or a ramp to increase your sexual intimacy and to really support those fun positions. And the first thing that I want to address is the pain piece. We talked about it a little bit with Chuck. You know, we've mentioned, you actually just had talked about the fact that if you are having pain, even for sleeping, mm-hmm. something like this might be helpful. But I think one of the most telling stories about this, gosh, we had this amazing experience last year. Tony and I were invited to speak at a marriage conference,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing a session on sexual intimacy, and we had a Liberator wedge ramp combo to give away.
Yep.
And so we'd gone through the session. Everybody was having a great time. There were about 100, 120 people in this session. And at the end, we said, we want to give this away to somebody that really wants it. And we were actually just kind of like giving the build up to who this was going to go to. And this woman practically like sprinted, like she didn't even let us finish. She just sprinted. She's like, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was the way we were going to do it too, because when you're in a breakout room and you have roughly 120 people in this room, we want whoever's in the room to feel comfortable and mm-hmm. want it. We don't want to give it to a couple who's like, what do we do with this? And so we are really praying and truthfully just in prayer prior and during, like, mm-hmm. Lord, who's this going to go to? Who's going to be blessed by this today? Because for us just to give it to somebody, who knows if they're ever even going to use it.
Right.
And so in the session, we were just having fun. We were talking about Uberlube. We gave away some Uberlubes, and we began to talk about wedges and pillows, and still not sure how we're going to give this thing away. And really just led to just go, hey, who in here really needs this?
Uh-huh.
And before we could finish, as Elisa said.
Yeah, this woman sprints to the room and she's super excited. And we're just like, great. You know, like that's what we wanted. She's like, right. I can't wait to use it.
Yep.
We're like,
cool.
Perfect. And so that was on a Friday. Saturday was the closing session. And she and her husband, and I would guess they were in their mid to late 50s, maybe early 60s.
Yeah.
They came up to us at the end of the conference and just looked at us and they had tears in their eyes. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, what happened?
Yes.
What's this about? And, you know, it turns out that she had a pretty catastrophic injury years prior to the
back injury
to the point mm-hmm. where they hadn't been able to have sex without pain and her needing a visit to the chiropractor in years.
Right.
Like she was always in pain with their sexual intimacy. And she is standing in front of us and her husband's got his hand, like I can picture him like it was yesterday. Husband's got his hand on her shoulder. She's telling us the story. She's crying because it was the first time. It was the first time in years that they'd actually had sex without pain.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to be sexually intimate with her husband. And for her, you know, going through the pain was worth it. And yet now with the Liberator wedge ramp, she didn't. And she was so excited and you could just see him just loving on her and just so excited for her as well, because he knew the pain she was going through and he didn't want her to be in that place.
Yeah.
And so for her to be like, oh my gosh, this has revolutionized where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It really changed Elisa and I to go, you know what? This matters. And God actually led us to and them to us so that they could have the extraordinary marriage.
Right.
And they can strengthen their sexual intimacy.
And have sex without pain. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Amen.
You know, another question we got asked was, where do you store it? This is a great question because we actually have, we have all different sizes, right? And some of them fit easily under a bed.
And let me just share a couple. Yeah. Let me just share because, yeah, they are in different sizes. So when you go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/liberator, you're going to see three of them, right? Mm-hmm. Jazz Motion, it's the smallest of them. It's a pillow. You could put this in your closet.
Under your bed.
Under your bed, no big deal. Good to go. The Flip Ramp is actually one piece, and it's like a pedestal, and it opens up, and it's attached. What do you call it, a pedestal? What do you call it?
Ottoman.
That? Ottoman.
Like, what is that? Wrong word.
An ottoman. Get whatever color you want, but like this one sits under my nightstand mm-hmm. because it's like a cube.
Yeah, this is, of all of them, this is the one that just kind of looks like a regular piece of furniture, I would say. Like, nobody would, we used to have it in our old house where I literally had it in front of my couch in our bedroom, and I would just use it as a footrest
mm-hmm.
when we weren't using it in bedroom.
And nobody would know. Wedge Ramp Combo is the biggest of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, you can tell what it is. Now, it sits on Elisa's side of the room, and we have it set up just up against the wall. And they're it's two pieces. So you have the ramp and then you have the wedge side of it. But if you're to come in and see it, I'm sure people would know. Kids don't say anything. This is the one that is the largest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be discreet about it, you're probably going to have to find some room in your closet somewhere else so it's not visible.
Right.
Elisa and I haven't had any issues with any of these. And so we just sort of leave them out in our bedroom.
I will tell you, I've actually seen pictures from folks in the one family that specifically have this one, and their kids don't know what it's like. Younger kids don't know what it's for, and they'll use it to like watch TV.
Yes.
Right. We've seen that. Like kids will, and that's fine. Cause that just kind of, you know, for a lot of families, that just kind of keeps it really low key. And well, you know, you can use it watching TV and then mommy and daddy are just going to keep it in the bedroom. Like you can get creative in your language here
mm-hmm.
so that it can be something that isn't awkward or weird. Some, like I know one couple in the One Family Facebook group recently posted that they got this special, I think they called it a sex more arm. I forget.
Sex armoire.
Sex armoire. Yes. And you know, so maybe something like that or a trunk or a chest where you just kind of keep all mm-hmm. of these things that you use so that, you know, you can close it if it bothers you. Obviously, I mean, Tony and I have stuff everywhere, you know, it, not like everywhere weird. It's just, we're past the point that it bothers us. And if somebody asks, we're just going to tell them if they're like looking at our bedroom and stuff.
Yeah. And all covers are removable.
And washable.
And washable. So I would just say, hey, figure out the best storage for mm-hmm. you. And, but don't let that hinder you. I mean, 53% of you have never used a sex pillow or a wedge. So I wouldn't let storing it stop me from getting one.
I'd start small too.
Yeah.
Start small.
Jazz Motion, small pillow, great little starter.
Another question, where do you place it for benefit?
Mm.
And literally, you can go head to toe on this. I mean, some of these are very much like elevate the head and torso, mm-hmm. right? So it brings your heads, your faces closer to one another. Others of them are clearly designed to elevate the pelvis,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's where we're going to get into that deeper thrusting or easier access or things like that. You can even, like I was actually just in preparation for this episode, just looking again and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. We never really elevate the legs and feet and kind of go from, you know, change that angle. So it really like, here's the deal.
It even can
get
work.
Creative.
It even can work for standing. For mm-hmm. those of you who have height differentials,
mm-hmm.
it can actually even help in that situation as well. So if you're doing standing positions or you want to try standing positions, so you have that height difference is decreased.
Especially if he's taller, she's shorter. And mm-hmm. that was actually one of the questions we did get was on height differential.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There it is. There you are.
I prepare the episodes. Tony, yeah,
there it
comes
is. I'm just going down. I'm just going down yeah. our episode notes.
But it does because it can elevate her pelvis, which can make it easier for him for entry. So yes, height differential is a big part of this.
And one thing I do want to say, all of these come with guides and positions from Liberator.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, we have a deal with them that the boxes are discreet. Mm-hmm. They're just brown boxes. Inside your box, though, they do have some, like, I don't know, I want to say maybe 5-10 different positions
mm-hmm.
in each box. So that way you can look and learn and go, oh, I didn't realize. And there's sketches and everything. So, like, it works out to be able to go, okay, what is the position? How do we set ourselves up for this? Mm-hmm. So that way we can have success. Just like any marriage tool that you add to your marriage toolbox, the first time may feel awkward.
Oh my gosh, I fell off the flip ramp the first time. Because it's narrower.
It's narrow. Yeah. It's narrow and it has more of a, the ramp's a little more steep than the wedge ramp.
And I'm sharing that because if it happens to you, first of all, it's happened to me. So, okay. But it just became a funny moment.
It was absolutely. I was like, where are you going? I'm like, it's hot, intense. And all of a sudden, like, Elisa's like, I'm like, can you sort
slow
of like,
motion, slow
can
motion.
You like get yourself back up here, honey?
And so, it was just figuring it out. And that's kind of, you know, that's actually a really good point. Like straight out of the box, some of these are, you know, like the jazz motion pillow. You figure it out, right? The flip ramp combo, just because it is a little narrow, you're going to play around with it. Even with the jazz motion pillow or the wedge ramp combo, like, it's new.
It takes some time. It takes some balancing as well and knowing like where am I at? Where are you at? So just know placement and where you're going to be on it and where your spouse is like entering you and all these sort of things like female on top. I mean, there's all sorts of things that go on. Don't get discouraged if the first few times it doesn't go exactly as planned. As we have said many a times before, even doing new positions, and we've done many episodes talking about trying new positions, you can start here. If you're unable to come to completion, then move the pillow aside and finish off. It's okay. We've been there ourselves. But don't get frustrated if you're not sure about where you're placing yourselves from the start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody asked the question, you know, how does it enhance intercourse? Does it really help with positions? And this goes back to the opening quote, right? Changing your perspective is going to change the experience. Mm-hmm. There will be opportunities, you know, based on angle to thrust deeper to, you know, because you're in closer proximity, the physical intimacy is going to look different. The emotional intimacy, when you're like that much closer to your spouse's face and you're like, wow, your eyes are right there. Like that changes the experience and does enhance it, right? It's new. Like Tony said, the first few times you're kind of like, ooh, okay, what do we have going on here? That doesn't mean that we stop trying it. Mm-hmm. It just means like, okay, let's see how we can make this work. How can this enhance our sexual intimacy? And that's what I really want to say, like own it. Mm-hmm. How can we use something like this to enhance our sexual intimacy? Look at the page together. If you're thinking, okay, maybe we do want to try that. Look at the page together. I mean, granted, Valentine's Day is coming. So you may want to, you know, look at it by yourself and surprise somebody for Valentine's Day. But, you know, getting into that place of saying, okay, what can we do when it comes to the sexual intimacy in our marriage? And to that, one of the final, the actual last question that we got was, what if my spouse is more conservative? And we have said from the very beginning of this podcast, which clearly is 13 years ago today, that you only go as far as your most conservative spouse. But what I would say to that spouse, because we have used these pillows specifically so many times in the missionary position, is that the use of this isn't like stepping out into a place of, you know, if the worry is that you're going to become a porn star or that, you know, this is some kind of like crazy, this is just changing your body alignment, your body positioning. This isn't getting into a place of, you know, triple X rated and all of that kind of stuff. It's really coming to this place of saying, hey, what happens if our bodies are literally located in a different space when we are doing what we already do? How does that shift and enhance our sexual intimacy? So I actually, this is one of the few things where I actually challenge those that say, I'm really conservative and this isn't something for me. This would be a situation where in a coaching session, I'd be like, tell me what the resistance is. Mm-hmm. And let's actually have a conversation about why you're feeling this isn't something for our marriage. And it can really become an opportunity for the two of you to really deepen your emotional intimacy about how your spouse feels in regard to this. And really foster that connection for the two of you.
Yeah. And is it a game changer? After years of using it, trying it, sharing it with so many people, and those of you here in the one family, yes, it is.
One word. It's super simple.
And so if you haven't had a sex pillow or a wedge, I would and we would say, get one. Try it out. See what happens. For those of you who have them, go pull it out. Just like we need to go pull out ours. It's time for us to step out and go, you know what? How do we strengthen our sexual intimacy this year? And especially around our sexual intercourse. Pulling out a sex pillow or pulling out a sex wedge is one of the easiest ways I can think of that allows the two of you to get closer and connected in your sexual intimacy as well as other pillars. Mm. And in doing so, you have the extraordinary marriage you desire. And I can say for myself, and I think Elisa would agree, using them have helped us get closer at times. And so go out there this week. Hey, if you have one, go pull it out. If you don't have one, go grab one. Whatever way you choose to do, go have fun this week. Even just start talking about it. What would it look like if we had one in our marriage? And then go through those questions that we answered, because some of you may have those questions, and then go through them together and just talk about it and then come to a conclusion at the end of that. So with that, you guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.